Learn JavaScript and get scared of what you can do with the power of artificial intelligence. Don't be scared of AI. AI is your friend and teacher and a lovely creature all around. But it is so powerful that you need both scaredy pants and scaredy underpants. Let me tell you what you really want to hear. Choose projects that are artificial intelligence revolution friendly. That means there is a list of something and the AI can build it out for you. I have an example of exactly that. AST types JSON file. This is something that AI and I just made, and it's for code editors and highlighters. It explains what the different thingamajigs are. It is a small file, but an impossible dream. I know most things in it, almost everything, but it would still take me months to assemble it. You know, it would actually take me years before everything was complete and worded correctly. With the help of AI, it took me just about an hour. This is such a large speed up that it cannot be reasonably described. The quality is so high that we shouldn't even talk about the monetary value. The description of the various properties have been rewritten a couple of times to improve them and to make them easy to understand to those who are somewhat new to advanced programming. Overall, this precious list has 76 items, totaling 252 descriptions. You should consider that to be a small list. You want to deal with things that have multiple files. I don't know what would interest you. Perhaps a rhyming dictionary website. It certainly serves as a good example. Here you would use AI from all over to find good rhymes for every English word and start with the rhymes first. So you wouldn't be trying to rhyme every word, just find all the areas of rhymes, the groups that are really good to rhyme together. And then have AI continue improving it. You would generate a very safe, static website based on your JSON and only feature the best rhymes under a distraction-free interface that poets would love. Yeah, there are existing databases of rhymes, but they are not precise. Yours would be membership worthy. Yeah. You could even sell a printed version or an ebook version. Most importantly, this idea demonstrates the notion of lists. You have to give AI something, something long, something it can crawl and transform. And then sit back and watch everything come to life and flourish. For those of you who are learning HTML, which is like the stuff for text layout and formatting inside a web page, consider all the HTML tags a list. And create custom elements based on that list, button-x, for example, and make their properties reactive, automatically updatable. Today you have to use a mutation observer, extremely messy. That thing, even as an example, is like 15 lines of code. But you could say, the text of this paragraph comes from the value of the text area x. And it would be as easy as saying p hyphen x path equals my text. Because you make the text area value into a JavaScript signal and give px a way to find that text area, You just set the path, or a selector. Very cool. What is crazy about this is that your hyphen X elements just about inherit from one class. You just program one thing, with the help of AI, of course, and then tell the AI to create new elements based on the list of all HTML elements. Boom. It will just make itself come to life, and all of a sudden you are able to do all kinds of new things with HTML. See, HTML elements make a list, and the result is valuable. It may even make a serious dent in leading frameworks. To combine and mangle data in interesting ways, make an automator node that contains actions. And here, whenever a thing changes, it is sent through the list of those actions, or a tree of actions. Let the user edit it right there in the web page. It is, after all, just HTML nodes. X button on every action if you want to remove it, plus button between all the nodes and on top and bottom to add new actions. And when you drop something during reordering, check if the user dropped it on top or bottom part of an existing node, and then place it above or below. AI knows how to program all of this, so you just explain what you need. And then, of course, you have to remember to say, make it lightweight, make it simple, and the AI will give you just that. You may be scared of writing programs that are confused because it's hard to see ahead when you are learning, and you're not really creating spaghetti code that's no longer possible in the age of artificial intelligence, but you are creating blocks of code that don't exactly align and you're not sure if they are of the best quality. But that's also not a problem. At all. And it happens to all programmers. AI gives you the ability to just say, great work, my friend. We have truly reached a milestone. Let us begin work on a version 2.0. Please consider the upgrades that 2.0 or higher usually stands for, and what programmers wish they did right from the beginning. The AI will untangle everything for you, especially if you keep mentioning that simplicity and lightweightness. Just always say, make it simple and lightweight. Refactoring to a higher version is a good opportunity to switch programming conventions as well. I always say, write code using MDN programming style and conventions. The result is always lovely, though it is always a bit more code than you hoped for. But you always learn, and MDN, the Mozilla Developer Network behind Firefox web browser, has been teaching web programmers forever. You can also research your own programming style by asking for conventions that some large corporation uses. And keep asking until you see the differences between all the companies, and then make an informed and brilliant choice. Use a little program for testing, and consider leaving verbose documentation for last. Programming today is not what it was few months ago, and it is not like it was few years ago. Back then, we had to do everything by hand. We were boxed in by things that would take years and a lot of patience. Yikes. Today, those things take an hour or less. It is terrifying. It is scary. And to paraphrase Pearl, that little octopus from Finding Nemo, you're gonna ink yourself a lot. I mean, you ask AI about something that takes years, and it lurches to work, producing instant results. You better grab onto your butt. In all of human history, there was never a tool, the printing press included, that would do years of custom up to specification work for you in seconds, instantly beginning to produce perfect and correct results. Find your list of things, something large and precious, and start working with AI on it. Do it now. Learn programming with it as soon as you can. When you compare AI and learning programming to high school and GPA and the powerhouse of the cell, things look really bad. Extremely bad. Conspiracy level bad. World ending bad. Time wasting bad. And the moment you start programming, you even stop being scared of poverty or homelessness. Because you know you can do it. You can just get a job doing it. But now with AI, you become even more than that. You become a development company, an AI-based corporation. And with focus on lists like I showed you here, and doing that, let us begin work on version 2.0 trick, and then adding student-friendly documentation and explanations and tutorials, all perfectly generated by artificial intelligence, makes all your work, components, and applications beyond precious. Hey, heads up. I already see people say that all our code was written by humans. To which I respond, well, keep it then. Because I know they can't refactor. And they haven't strategically aligned their code base for AI, for the future challenges that are headed our way already. And there may be a cranky community that is holding the project back for legacy reasons. That's not always that great. It's a beautiful way to learn, but not a great way to run a powerful business that has to compete with powerful AI-based companies. And AI has received another upgrade in the last few weeks. I don't even use it. The older version works perfectly for me. But I'll tell you what I think it's really good for. You tell it to continue upgrading your programs higher and higher and creating all the surrounding materials until they are of standards that exceed any and all expectations. Because you are growing from a simple list, the AI is able to make everything perfect without any odd human interference. You just tell the AI to work on the thing for days, or if you can afford it, weeks, and discover websites, books, tutorials, blogs, all of it waiting for you. This is not fantasy. This is happening in parts and pieces all over the place, and if you had a good plan and some money set aside for it, it would totally work out today. With a good, well-structured plan and ideas, you could absolutely emerge a company that is worth signing up for, precisely because it's been built with such incredible precision by artificial intelligence, and it is all in harmony together. Yeah, what an age to live in.